You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Just where you would have been like, just like
that. Oh, man. What am I? I gotta be at two places at once now, David Max.
You know, everybody asked me that. Everybody was asking me. I got on with Brian Scalabrine the other day on NBC, and he was asking me, well, how do you feel about Draymond's 5-game suspension? I said, it's a new league now. He grabbed the guy. He wasn't like choking him, but he had him around the neck and he's carrying him around. So, you know, by reputation, he's going to get a five game suspension. Is it fair? Well, if you do things enough times and your reputation starts to get tainted, the smallest infraction that you have compared to somebody else's infraction is completely different. So, do I feel it was fair? Well, in the new NBA, what is fair?
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
All right, it's another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. He is Cedric Maxwell coming at us from Memphis, Tennessee. The Celtics on the tail end of this road trip. I am Josue Pavone coming at you from Boston. I actually left the trip after the Philly game, and the Celtics haven't stopped winning since, right, Max? This 5-game winning streak. Looks like they're not going to slow down anytime soon. 10-2 in the Eastern Conference, 2-0 in the in-season tournament play. And these guys are rolling right now. So, of course, we got to talk about that. I got to tell Max, you know, not to get too excited because, you know, it's still early in the season. Like you were telling me a couple weeks ago, right, Max?
Calm down, Josue. This is, you're not holding up putting up a banner or doing anything like this. They played a couple of teams, and they proved one thing when they won a quality game in Philly and dominating Philadelphia. And that's without having two of their starters. So that was a really good thing. You go up and take care of business in Toronto. Tough game, but you're still able to win that game. And now you're down here in Memphis, which could be a trap game. Memphis, a bunch of their players aren't playing. Marcus Smart is out for a month. John Morant isn't around. They're down 3, 4, 5 players. But this shows me what kind of team you are. We come in with the resolve to win. The question will be, what game will Al Horford play? Because if you think you don't want him in back-to-back, so you're going to play him tonight and then not tomorrow night, or you're going to play him, not have him play tonight and then play him tomorrow night. It's one of those things where you look at this team. But, they're hitting on all cylinders, playing well. And the thing I love about this team right now, it's the next guy up. Like, you know, Derek White in the last couple of games has been sensational. One game in Boston, Derek White had only 3 points. So it's always another piece that's able to step up. And that's the character. And that's the character of a real good team when other guys are able to, it's just not Tatum all the time. Just not Brown.
Right.
Not Porzingis. Right. It's always somebody else.
Yeah, that's been the case for sure the first 3 weeks of the regular season. So, yeah, we'll get into that. Also, talk about what's going on out west with Draymond Green serving his 5-game suspension. That pretty much happened like 2 days after our last episode.
why are we going there if you didn't have your camera on it? Josue, you would have been like, just like,
oh, man. Camera, what am I? I gotta be in two places at once now, David Max.
You know, everybody asked me that. Everybody was asking me. I got on with Brian Scalabrine the other day on NBC, and he was asking me, how do you feel about Draymond's 5-game suspension? I said, it's a new league now. He grabbed the guy. He wasn't choking him, but he had him around the neck and he's carrying him around. So, you know, by reputation, he's going to get a five game suspension. Is it fair? Well, if you do things enough times and your reputation starts to get tainted, the smallest infraction that you have compared to somebody else's infraction is completely different. So, do I feel it was fair? Well, in the new NBA, what is fair? In the new NBA, I'd say, yeah, that probably is fair for them to suspend him 5 games.
Definitely. Now, all right. What it cost I'll give you my take after.
It cost him $700,000.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. I mean, but at this point, you know, that doesn't really bother Draymond, man. He's not worried about his bank account, I don't feel like. But we'll get back into it later. But first things first, talk about the Celtics, right? 5-game win streak, the end season tournament, the 2-0. But that Toronto Raptors game, man, talk about a trap game. I feel like that was going to be the one. You go into that fourth quarter, you lose the lead, you're in their house. It's not always the easiest place to play in. You had Drake in the front row. Applying that pressure, who I guess hasn't seen much of the Raptors since Nick Nurse was the coach, because he was confused as to who was coaching the Toronto Raptors. And he also had a funny joke about Peyton Pritchard looking like he was a Bitcoin scammer, which got a lot of people talking about that on social media. I didn't even know Pritchard wasn't even on the floor when he said that. I think that's even
What does a Bitcoin scammer look like?
It kind of looks like Pritchard, man.
Yes, the same Pritchard.
Especially when he's in his street clothes, he just seems like someone that would just talk a good game about Bitcoin.
He's in his uniform. Well, I don't know where he got that from, but I guess
he looks like someone that would approach you and be like, "Hey, man, have you considered cryptocurrency yet?" Like, he just seems like that guy. Like, I see it completely. What Drake was saying,
you know, stop agreeing with these guys like Drake. Come on. Where the hell they get? You know, rappers make up all kind of shit, and what by him was like, where did you
get that from?
And nobody's ever even heard somebody say that's not, and it was so original that it was crazy. I've never heard somebody say you look like a Bitcoin scammer.
Oh, crypto scammer! Yeah,
crypto big whatever.
What happened to all that? Where happened to all that energy? All those people that used to be flooding my timeline with you need to sign up. You guys are missing out. You know, I'm just gonna go ahead and make all this money, and you can kick yourself late. Like, yeah, what happened to all that energy? I don't.
There was the energy that happened during the 80s, the same way.
Oh yeah, what was it?
At that time, it was called Amway. Amway people would come to your house with a big board and start drawing these circles, and this is you, and this is what you can make, and if you sell, then you're on the top, and then these guys on the bottom, and then they have to give you money every time. So every,
like a pyramid scheme or something like that.
Every blue moon, there's going to be something which is going to be, you know, sensationalized about making money. I didn't know anything about Bitcoin. You see, you can make a coin and the United States government doesn't make it, but you can make it and it's worth something. How the hell does that happen? So I never got a chance to understand it.
Yeah. Neither. And apparently, it was way out of my tax bracket, I guess, because people were talking about an actual Bitcoin, you know, with the value of it would equivalent to.
Dude, they were talking about
close to putting a down payment on a house, like something like that.
Yeah, my daughter was telling me, because her boyfriend at the time was involved in the same kind of energy. She said, and they're going to go out and they're going to have Bitcoin farms where they're going to raise, you know, these Bitcoins, and they're going to, like they were growing, freaking vegetables. Stocks. Or something. I'm like, the hell is going on here? So I think maybe that part is gone, and I think the guy who was in that currency, and I'm mistaken, but there was a guy who something was in that currency is going to jail right now for maybe the rest of his life for scamming, you know, millions and millions and millions and millions of people with the whole Bitcoin thing. So
that's what Pritchard looked like. Yeah, that's what he looked like. He looked like one of those dudes. But anyways, that was a quality win for the Celtics team. I mean, Jason Tatum didn't shoot particularly well, but Kristaps Porzingis made a difference when it mattered most. And, you know, those are the type of wins I want the Celtics to face, right? Or I want them to conquer, because you don't want this thing to be so easy in, you know, 3 weeks to the regular season. You want to see them face adversity. And they're getting a little bit of that here and there throughout this five-game winning streak.
For them to struggle the way they did in that game, and then to, in the second quarter, just have a second quarter was unreal. Defensively, offensively, blocking shots, running the floor, going up by 18 in the game, and then come out in the third quarter. And I talked to Derek White after the game. He said, essentially what we did, we took our foot off the gas. And you can't do that with any kind of opponent. And they made up an 18-point lead and took the lead themselves, the Raptors. And it was a dogfight from then on, but the Celtics had enough resolve at the end to win the game. He said Derek White was really good. Tatum didn't shoot it well. Brown was okay. Porzingis was in foul trouble. And I tell you who played, I thought, pretty good. It was the Bitcoin guy.
Pritchard.
He controlled for the time he was in the game as him and Sam Hauser. They controlled the initial point of attack. They played, defended the ball well, and Sam Hauser shot the ball well, and that's how they got that huge lead.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money bet. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 800-GAM-1234.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree with that. I don't think Pritchard, you know, throughout this that sluggish stretch of games where he couldn't find his shot, I don't think he's the kind of guy who's going to be concerned about that, right? He's got the confidence that the next game's going to be better. And what you're seeing from him on the defensive end and as a playmaker, I think that's what – you want to see continue to grow, continue to evolve. So, and especially on the road, his road numbers compared. I mean, Gary went through them. You know, he spent like 5 minutes on them last episode with the splits. But it clearly, there's a contrast, right? We found out
Gary killed throughout this season.
Gary had the receipts, the data.
He went three games on the road. He didn't score at all.
0 for 11. Yeah.
So now it's a good sign that, you know, he gets out on the road and knocks down a couple of shots and gets his confidence going. But this team is a really good team. And what's going to slow them down, knock on wood here, would be injury. I think that their bench is starting to prove a little bit more with Percet, bringing Hauser. You're playing Pritchard in there. And you got some other weapons over there that you could possibly use that will come in and maybe, you know, help you get some things done. So I like what they have. A lot of people right now saying, give me one more proven veteran.
Still? Wow. I like this team the way it is, man. You talk about the top six, you know, guys like Hauser, Pritchard. Maybe you need one guy to sort of solidify a role, but that's – That's a squad, man. You know.
Well, I like them. You go. Don't you go in the locker room from time to time? Do you ever go in
there? I do.
The thing that Abby Chin made a reference to, the reporter for NBC, is she said their locker room doesn't have any juice. He said that's what Blake Griffin gave them. He gave them that added element of fun, relaxation. He said, that might be somebody you might even bring back. So I don't know enough about.
I wouldn't hate that.
But you're in the locker room with them, and do they have any juice?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same type of lighthearted, a lot more laughing as opposed to last year. But I kind of like that. However, I wouldn't mind seeing someone like Blake Griffin come back because of who he was last year. And let's face it, the front court's still a little thin. I mean, you got Cornette in the mix. You got guys who've answered when their name was called. But
you're talking about
Blake had that muscle.
But you're talking about the Condor, though. That's what I.
That's right. That's right. You know what? Speaking of something's, you know, talking about the vibe in the locker room, I actually caught up with Cornette down in Philly. I spent about 6-7 minutes with him, man. I wish I brought that up. You know what? Next time I see him, I'm going to tell him. I want to see what he thinks about this nickname, because you're the only one calling him that. But let's see if we can make it a thing. We can make this thing go.
Yeah, I called him that on the air. I said the Condor flying in, man. And he.
So, yeah, I would love to see Blake back in the mix.
He's a quality guy for them, especially if you play bigs. I mean, he runs the floor, he plays his role, you know, he doesn't try to do anything that he's not used to doing. And he's a guy who can actually, from time to time, if you want to, knock down a three.
Yeah.
So the thing that you see the Celtics so dangerous, too many 3-point shooters. Sometimes I think they overuse the 3-point shot. I'm gonna be out there like Garrett.
Don't tell Joey that. Like
Garrett, sometimes I think that they should utilize, and this is me talking to Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell said to Jason Tatum, when your three isn't going, he said, use your size. You got guys who are 6'5". Hart was guarding you in Philadelphia. He's 6'5". You're 6'9". Utilize some of the paint area. So I think that it would help them from time to time to mix it up and put a little post game in there, because you'll get a higher percentage shot.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean
Jason Tatum was 1-for-11 the other day. Yeah. And that's the thing, you still win the game, and Jason Tatum is 1-for-11 from the 3-point line.
Yeah, it's impressive, especially when you look at a couple of these wins where he sort of got things going in that second half, but it wasn't like he had to carry this team. The team already had to sort of had the win in place, so to speak, and he's been closing it out, right? That's sort of been the MO for a lot of these wins. But yeah, I mean, shot selection is always going to be a talking point, even though as much as Joe Mazzulla can't stand it.
I got a question, though. Why do you have Biggie behind your head? I mean, you got basketball.
It's a great book.
And all of a sudden, you come up with Big. I see Big Three. I see the last. I said, see this, see that. And then all of a sudden, I see Biggie. Like,
I just came back from Brooklyn not too long ago, man. I don't know. I got to put Big back there.
I guess so, man. I mean, why'd you use your guy, though? You always use your guy. What, Big Poppy? How about him? Why wouldn't you have him?
I don't have an Ortiz book. I don't have an Ortiz book.
I can't say Big Poppy. I just say Ortiz because, you know.
I don't have his book.
Everybody else in New England calls him Big Poppy, except you, Josue, the Dominican, the Honduranians, you know.
Honduran. I used to say Bolivian. I used to think you were doing that on purpose just to get me pissed off.
Honduranians, man. Honduranians.
I feel like both pronunciations work, I guess.
It's a good sign so far for the Celtics. Can they take care of these two games and then go to what people have been saying is going to be the biggest game of the season? Doesn't look like it's going to be the biggest game of the season when you play Milwaukee at home. Got a lot riding on that game Wednesday, or is it Tuesday, Wednesday?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. You got a lot riding on that game. So take care of business for these two games. And now let's see how you measure up.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be fun to see what Drew is going to be like going up.
Oh, man.
He is Dame Lillard and Drew. Drew is probably chomping at the bit right now to get
it's going to be great.
They're telling, you know, Milwaukee, you've chosen poorly. The thing to Milwaukee, you look at it, though, Milwaukee's defense has really gone down. And Dame is no fault of Dame, but Dame isn't a defender anyway, not that Dame.
Right. Right.
But they had their calling card was their defense. Now they feel like they're going to outscore you. They could have some serious problems.
No, no question. Especially when you look at the way they've been playing, the struggles they faced, and you're going up against the best defending backcourt in the NBA, man. Damon, I said it. I mean, it's not really the hot take at this point, because between Derek White and Drew Holiday, like the support that this starting five has received from these two on both ends of the floor, man, it's immeasurable. I mean, look at what that win in Philadelphia for Derek White to go off the way he did when they needed him, right? And what they're doing to opposing backcourts, man, it's suffocating, really. They've been suffocating opposing backcourts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for candidates isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 300 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to any other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy, because it knows exactly what I'm looking for. It gives me the top candidates that I need, that enables me to comb through the other applicants and get right to the top to what I'm looking for. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the Cedric Maxwell podcast can get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibly at Indeed.com/Maxwell. Just go to Indeed.com/Maxwell right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Maxwell. Terms and conditions apply. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. Get unparalleled access to job seekers with over 350 million monthly unique visitors globally, according to Indeed data, and an extended reach through Glassdoor. That's Indeed.com/Maxwell. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I love what they're doing right now with I love the nickname, the Stock Exchange. I love the fact that you're talking about those guys.
Yo, is that – hold on, Max. Is that a nickname, or are you doing the same thing again? Like, is that your nickname?
I read that. The Stock Exchange. They were both in suits. It was actually on my Instagram about the Stock Exchange.
Okay, and check like, you out. All right, Max.
If you play against these guys right now, your stock is going – down,
because okay.
You know, they're such two dynamic defenders, and you know, I've always felt about Marcus Smart, but man, I think their defense, those two guys together combined, you know, rival what the Celtics did when they were defending at such a high level from the initial point of attack.
Yeah, man. I mean, The trade, that Drew Holiday trade, was obviously about bringing in someone like Holiday who can lock the opposing backcourts and all that, but also it accentuates Derek White and who he's been for this team. And I think that's exactly what Brad Stevens had in mind. And I'd be hard pressed to find someone that would today say that was a bad deal, right? When you look at everything that's unfolded.
No, Joe Sway, those two draft picks, the two first round picks you gave up for them.
You never know who they're going to be, right, Max?
You don't want those back?
No,
really?
No, Max. You know why? Because that player that's going to be that they're going to use that pick for, he's in middle school right now. So I'm good, man. I'm good. I like the Celtics' chances. Or maybe not middle school. Maybe he's a sophomore in high school. But anyway, no matter how you slice it, it is down the road, man. That's way down there, man. I'm good. I want to see this team win today, now, right now. Put your chips on the table.
I get you. I had a chance to talk to Porzingis on the elevator, introduce myself, and I said,
"Oh, that's the happiest Celtics player, I think, right there."
He said, "I said you are so happy." He said, "Man, you can't get the smile off my face." He said, "I am so happy that Brad decided to make the trade."
And, wow, he said that.
I'm saying his role with this team right now in these first 12 games is perfect. He fits in like a glove. The fact that he can score in the paint, he's been big enough to block shots at the end of plays, and he gives them another weapon on the outside that, no offense at all to people who love Rob Williams, but this is a completely different player. Rob Williams was a great defender, could block shots, but his scoring was essentially lob plays around the rim. He wasn't making plays, putting the ball on the floor, or making those passes. Yeah. So this fits what they want to do a lot more than Rob would have, even if Rob was healthy.
No question, for sure. And Brad Stevens, knowing what this team needed and having the you-know-what to pull the trigger on a couple of trades.
What's the you-know-what? What's the you-know-what?
The cojones.
There you go. Why didn't you just say it? Big ball Brad. What
did you say? Because you knew what I meant when I said it. That's why.
Yeah, look, I did.
How many GMs would make a move like that? And not... Without having someone like Tatum or Brown, you know, dropping hints or quotes saying like, "Hey, you know, if I could go somewhere else, I'll go somewhere else to win." Like, that's what happened with Milwaukee. Milwaukee only made a big move because Giannis said something in a podcast. Like,
well, you know? here's the thing I feel about that is that just the way this is the Cedric Maxwell podcast, and you and I always keep it on the what?
100.
100. And you're talking about you know what? No, you say the man got
big balls. Okay.
That's all. Keep it on. We ain't trying to keep it like this. Ain't no. If you a kid and you're watching this show, tell your mom like, okay, they said the word balls and they might curse a little bit, but they keeping it. Damn it, they keeping it on 100.
Keep it 100.
100.
Like that's really what it boils down to. Brad Stevens obviously putting this team together, and then seeing these guys execute the way they've been. It's been incredible. Look across the NBA, you know, some of the top tier teams that were, you know, projected to have a deep playoff run. Yeah, it's early in the season, but Golden State Warriors don't look that great, right? They don't look like that team that some people were saying could be running back to the finals. And I know it's early. However, I'm just saying teams that have made drastic changes, like you have to do that in order to stay afloat, I feel like. And the Celtics did that, you know.
Yeah, but teams that have surprised you this year and came out the box. Now, they might flounder here later on, but Minnesota coming out the box have been really good. Golden State hasn't been. Houston's been good. Another team that is, you know, opening eyes to me and, they went in and slapped the Lakers was Sacramento. Sacramento plays at a pace that the older team hates.
Yeah.
Older teams hate when you run like that on every play and you're trying to get up a shot and whatever. It's like
De'Aaron Fox just came back too.
Let the older team get a chance to breathe. And that's what I saw that game. That showed me, boy, if they get into that with Sacramento, boy, the Lakers would be in a lot of trouble in the playoffs.
Yeah. No question. And then you look at it, you know, the Golden State Warriors. And what's going on there, man? And it's like that whole approach of I'm gonna just bully you and I'm gonna get inside your head. Like, that only can go so far, right, Max? You got to actually execute and play the game. And I feel like they've met their match against the Minnesota Timberwolves, right? Especially on a back-to-back, or what was that? I think it was a game in between, but there's no love lost between those two. It literally took the first minute of that second game for something to pop off the way it did. And of course, it has something to do with Draymond. Now, look, Max, if you see one of your teammates, right, and someone is pushing towards their upper air, that neck area, your natural instinct is to respond. But didn't Draymond take a little too far, man, to drag someone from their neck across the court all the way to the other side? Like Gobert sitting there like, yo, you got me, bro. Uncle, man, I'm tapping out. I'm done. Like, he still wouldn't let him go, man. Like, it's getting ridiculous, man. This shit, like, come on, man. You know, his antics, I've had it. I'm done. I'm done with it.
Let me give you the perfect analogy here.
Knocked over the book.
Okay, your book goes down, but let me give you the perfect analogy here. This is the perfect analogy. Perfect analogy for you would be when Joel, your brother, used to choke you out like that. You'd be like, yo, okay, I mean, I'm done here.
Then he would let go. He would know that the fight is over. I'm done. I'm in a spot where I can't defend myself anymore, right?
Like, yeah, but I mean, I understand what you're saying.
But this is a grown ass man we're talking about, man.
Yeah, but I haven't heard Perk said that they should trade Klay Thompson right now.
That ship is sailed, Max. This is what I'm talking about. You want to keep this big dynasty or big 3-4, whatever it is, intact. Okay, you got a championship out of it. That fourth one, man, that was impressive. But it's time to break up the band. It's too late now. You know, it's like you waited too long to trade Larry and McHale, and it's already 1993. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't. I don't think the Golden State Warriors have a lot of options here.
Wasn't that the same thing you could have said about the Celtics when they had Kevin Garnett at the end and Paul Pierce? Could you have said the same thing about that team?
Absolutely. And I was upset when the trade happened. I was upset when the trade happened. But looking back on it, Danny did the right thing. I think most Celtics fans would agree with that. You know? Yeah. And it takes cojones to do that too. To break up that band. And I'm not saying the Warriors should have gone ahead and traded Steph, but between Draymond, between Klay, I mean, again, looking back a couple years ago, it would have been the worst idea in the world, or at least, yeah, you know, last off season.
Well, they got what they got, and we'll see how it goes. But you still have Klay Thompson, who could be a dangerous shooter. Still have, you know, Steph has been hurt. Draymond, they think, and Looney hasn't done but they talked about some of the other guys that Aminga being that guy. More, and he was going to be this next impact player, and really has that thing over there down the road in Sacramento. It's going to give a lot of those teams problems because of their ability to run up and down the floor with De'Aaron Fox and all those young Keegan and all those other guys running up and down the floor. A lot of problems for any of those teams out there because they don't want to run up
there. Yeah. No, like you said, man, for a aging team like the Warriors, they don't want to be running like that. They don't want that kind of smoke against the Sacramento Kings, and they'll you know, they can slow things down too as well. If you want to do the half court set, man, they got guys that can do that between Fox and Sabonis.
That look on your face a minute ago when that alarm went off was like, like it was coming.
You know, I thought they were pulling up to my place. It was a fire truck. I thought they were pulling up to my apartment. I'm like, oh no. Man, what happened?
Like they're pulling up on you like, what the hell is going on here? Like, they were going to kick the door in. I had a buddy.
Like, what's going on?
That actually happened to him. He said he was sitting there watching TV. And he said his wife, and I guess his wife and daughter, they came home. They didn't know he was home. And they had gone upstairs, and they heard the TV downstairs and all this stuff. He's downstairs watching the football game in his drawers and drinking some, you know, drinking a soda. All of a sudden, the door gets kicked in. The police just breaking the damn door and like, goddamn, put your hands up. He was like, what? They thought he was robbing. They thought he was robbing the place. I was like, oh, hell. And you had that same look like, well, what's going on here? But that was so funny for him.
That's mad funny. Because you know the first thing you're gonna do is you're gonna comply and then start asking questions like, yeah, why are you in my place? What's going on?
Who he's like, who the hell? The police says, who the hell are you? He said, I live here. He's like, show me some proof.
But you know he's saying all that like this the whole time. He's talking about
yeah, I got my drawers
on. Where am I and he's on his own couch, imagine. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I'm just picturing him like.
We've gone off the rail, people.
That's a wrap. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. Powered by FanDuel. Head to FanDuel.com/Boston and win big. Collect some of the bonus bets. Put money down the spread, props, prop bets, all that good stuff. You can find over at FanDuel.com. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. He's Cedric Maxwell. I'm Josue Pavone. We'll be back with another episode next week. Stay tuned. We also have a couple of guests lined up that we'll talk about later on at some point. But, yeah, man, some fun episodes coming up. So stay tuned. Subscribe, rate, review if you haven't already. Cedric Maxwell Podcast. He is Cedric Maxwell. I am Josue Pavone. And we'll see you guys next week.